I'm John Rothman, sitting in for Drex, right here on KGO. We're in our last half hour, and of course, fascinating evening, a lot to talk about. But this article in this morning's Chronicle really hit me and hit me hard. It's by David Perlman. Now, all of you have been watching the Olympics, right? We've all been paying attention to what's happening. And earlier this evening, when we were talking about the presidential election, one of our callers called in and talked about global warming, which we've talked about here. But according to Perlman, from his story, the weather's been pretty warm for the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. But just wait a few decades. Ooh. What will happen in a few decades? The rising heat and humidity from climate change could put the games in jeopardy. But here's the good news, okay? Everybody ready? San Francisco could become one of the few cities where conditions will be suitable for hosting them. This, a group of physicians led by UC Berkeley researchers, saying. Kirk Smith, a professor of public health at UC Berkeley, is quoted as saying, the climate could be so bad in 70 years that the games will change forever. Kirk goes on, they might hold the summer games indoors, but can you imagine running an indoor marathon? Now, this is a group of UC professors, scientists, who've come to a conclusion. And that is that global warming may be a serious problem. And you know, when you're out exercising, you don't exercise in heat, right? Not in extreme heat. We are told the dangers of engaging in endurance sports in very hot weather isn't good. So I want to ask you a question. Should global warming be an issue in this campaign? Should we consider carefully the climate of San Francisco? One of the things they said is that San Francisco, Calgary, Canada, and Vancouver are likely to be the only low-risk cities for Summer Olympics in North America. 25 cities in Western Europe and 3 in Eastern Europe could make the list. In Asia, only Bangkok, the capital, and one other city in Mongolia would be okay. So I want to ask you a serious question here. If global warming is going to affect the Olympic Games, would that be enough to get people going on this? Remember, I talked about the fact Donald Trump says we're not having a drought here in California. It's a myth. The Republican Party platform says global warming is not an issue. Donald Trump says global warming is a fraud. So does Mike Pence, his vice presidential running mate. And the contrast is Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine are saying it really is an issue. So I want to ask you, just related to the Olympic Games, just related to the Olympic Games, if we live in a world in which there are cities excluded because of heat, doesn't that tell you something? Should global warming be an issue? Should it be something when 6 weeks from tonight, 6 weeks from tonight, the first presidential debate takes place? They're not really debates. They're joint appearances. Should this be center stage? 8080810. I'm very concerned, and I have to tell you, I think we really should be, but we have people who deny that global warming exists. And so you have these specialists writing in Lancet, basing their warnings on two models for the future. And really, they're saying that humidity, heat, temperature, radiation, wind, we got a problem, don't we? So here's my question. Should we address the issue of global warming more profoundly? By the way, can we reverse global warming? You know, there's some people who think it's too late, that the carbon footprint is such that we cannot correct global warming. On the other hand, there are others who say, well, we should start. Maybe we can accomplish something. But I'm relating it directly to the Olympic Games because the weather has been warm in Rio de Janeiro, but it's clear it's going to get a lot hotter. The conclusion, the climate could be so bad in 70 years, the Games will change forever. So the number is 8080810. Would that be enough to provoke us to do something? Oh, and Karen Reed and I were talking about the Winter Games. And Valerie chimed in. Valerie used to ice skate. She was chiming in. Can you imagine if you tried to do the Winter Games in Squaw Valley up in Tahoe these days? You couldn't. And do you remember, what game was it? There was a game not so long ago where they had to produce artificial snow in the middle of the Winter Olympics because there wasn't enough snow. So there are signs that things are changing. And my question is anybody paying any attention? Should it concern us? I think it's a legitimate question, particularly here in San Francisco. You are familiar, I hope, with the fact that San Francisco International Airport and Oakland International Airport are right on the water. You have the seas rise, and they're gone. And yet, there seems not to be any sense of urgency. And in fact, we're dealing with one political party which denies global warming. Now, I want somebody to call me and tell me global warming isn't the problem. I'd love to hear it, because overwhelmingly, scientists are saying there is a problem. And now, a group of physicians led by a UC Berkeley researcher are saying it will affect the Olympic Games. Well, I have to tell you honestly, without any hesitation, without any doubt, I'm worried about it. And I wonder what it'll be like in 100 years, 70 years, 50 years. Whether you and I are here or not, our children, our grandchildren, in some cases our great-grandchildren, will be very much involved. 8080810, I see the board lighting up. Not surprised. Let's go to Tony, calling from Fremont. Tony, welcome to KGO.
Hi, John.
Hey, Tony.
The political argument with regards to this seems to come down to an argument about human interference. Whether we're warming or not, I don't think it should be an argument. We are. But politically, it's an argument about whether we can influence it or not.
So your argument is mine, basically, and that is that it doesn't matter whether it's humans who are responsible or whether it's a natural phenomenon. We've got a problem and we've got to face it. Is that a fair summary?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And where now do you put the money? Because it seems like we're arguing or facing the fact of who pays for this. I don't think we can pay for this.
And I don't know what we're paying for exactly. I mean, we're trying to lower the carbon footprint. We're shifting to electric cars. We're trying to lower the amount of pollution. It's a good question, and I don't know the answer. But I can tell you it's a real problem, and we can see it coming. And that's really the issue. But you've summarized it very well, Tony. I appreciate the call. Many more of you with comments. We've only got another 15 minutes, but I'll squeeze as many people in as I can. 8080810 is the number right here on KGO. The Olympics simply highlights the problem, simply demonstrates to us that there is an issue. Is it an issue we can ignore? And should Trump and Clinton debate it? 8080810. I am John Rothman in for Drex right here on KGO. And for the last time on my watch at 9:45, I'm delighted to call on Neil West. Neil, it's been a pleasure. And I would say east or west, north or south, traffic continues to flow, and you're going to give us an update.